As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Okay, so Judge Boasberg, he's back, Lee, setting up the framework to put Team Trump in prison. That's what's going on here. Criminal contempt of the court. I saw this headline yesterday, and I double checked. I was like, wait, what's the date? Didn't the Supreme Court find this guy had no jurisdiction?
Well, there is that.
They did. He should have never heard the case, and he knows it. But what he's arguing is that since Trump defied his orders to, you know, turn those planes around, bring back St. Kilmer from El Salvador, that is a foundational legal precept that every judicial order must be obeyed. So in his in writing this, what he's saying, Judge Boasberg, he's saying, look, I admit I didn't have this jurisdiction. However, when I gave the order that Team Trump defied, the Supreme Court hadn't ruled that yet. So he's saying, well, look, every judicial order must be obeyed, no matter how erroneous it may be, until a court reverses it. If a party chooses to disobey the order rather than wait for it to be reversed through the judicial process, such disobedience is punishable as criminal contempt. He wants criminal prosecution by the Department of Justice, i.e. Pam Bondi. Well, that's not going to happen. He knows that. And so he's already leapfrogged that, and he's saying, well, if Pam Bondi won't do it, I'm just going to go ahead and appoint a special prosecutor to prosecute Team Trump, i.e. anybody involved with this who was aware of my order. So yeah, this is very ambitious. Okay, what he's trying to do, he's literally trying to get Stephen Miller, Trump's very effective deportation czar, Tom Homan, probably Kristi Noem, maybe even Trump's chief of staff, one fell swoop, prosecute them all. That's what this is about. It's breathtakingly ambitious, but also not very surprising when you look at how weak and feckless the Republican Congress is and how hesitant Judge Roberts is to stop this. He has done some, but not a lot. So that's where we are this morning. This is unbelievable. At the same time, Letitia James is coming at the imprisonment of Team Trump from a different angle. When, you know, not dealing with her own
issues, yes. Exactly.
Issues. She's now, by the way, been referred for prosecution because, so what that means is, by the Trump administration, what that means is, it's not Trump doing this, by the way, it's one of his agencies, that there is sufficient criminal evidence for prosecution. And there truly is when you go through it.
Yeah, there's actual evidence there really of a crime is. Here, not just yeah. a made-up, novel legal idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, By the way, she was asked about this in a press conference yesterday. Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, who previously got a Trump fraud conviction. And, you know, if it was me, okay, and I was accused of fraud, not once but three times in my mortgage dealings, are you kidding me? I'd have every paper. I'd be standing on the hilltops. I'd be holding it up. I'd be saying they're lying. Here's the proof. Take it. I'd be handing it to the media. Nope. Yesterday, a reporter caught her coming out of her home. She pretended to be on the phone. Did a whole press conference. Never offered any kind of rebuttal when the reporter asked her, would you do it? Because she did it. You can't refute that. I mean, we got the paperwork.
Well, that pretending to be on the phone thing worked for Kamala Harris,
didn't it? Yeah, well, it did. Yeah, no, it's great. Works great. Okay, so the person who best seems to get what is at stake here and how to stop it is a guy by the name of Mike Howell. He was on Fox News yesterday. He's with the Oversight Project. And he's right. The weakness that Congress has shown in reining in these judges and courts is emboldening them. And these judges are stopping every aspect of the Trump agenda. And what he's saying is, look, we have this bill, the big, beautiful bill going through Congress with a vote of 51% in Congress. We can stop these courts. We can attach this. They need to do it now because Lee, it's gone from, hey, they're holding up the Trump agenda to, hey, they're trying to criminally prosecute Team Trump for doing their job, implementing federal law, immigration law. It's spinning out of control. Here's Mike Howell explaining what Congress could do with a 51 vote if they wanted to.
But the broader problem here, and the one that infects every aspect of the Trump administration's ability to carry out their agenda, is the role of the courts right now, which are being just abused writ large. It's time for Congress to get in the game, step up, to stop having President Trump fight every fight himself and use their constitutional power to limit the jurisdiction of these rogue courts. The Constitution allows Congress to create inferior courts or change the jurisdiction. They could do so in the matters in reconciliation, particularly, which they're all going to be voting on very soon. So Congress can tweet, they can give speeches, they can express, you know, their aplomb at what's happening, but they have the constitutional remedy available to them. Speaker Johnson is an excellent constitutional lawyer. They have a pretty big vote coming up, and they could tie this matter into reconciliation to finally get President Trump some of the backup he so desperately deserves to execute the mandate and the agenda.
There's any number of ways they could do this with the reconciliation bill. They could take immigration authority away from these courts. They could abolish these courts. They could abolish the judgeships of particular judges. Our founders used to love to do that. They could bar nationwide injunctions. Because otherwise, he is making a naked bid to put Team Trump in prison over their unwillingness to bring back St. Kilmer and the other Tren de Aragua thugs that went to El Salvador. And so this is why he's talking about the reconciliation package, okay? Here's the other thing Republicans don't know. I mean voters, about their Congress members. They'll go on TV, want to complain. He said, but look, in order to get this through the Senate, to attach something that will finally rein these judges in before they put Team Trump in prison, because that's where this is going. Mark my words, if Boasberg doesn't get it, they're going to go to the next judge because Team Trump, remember, was ordered by another judge to try to bring him back. It went to the Supreme Court. They knocked it back down, said, yeah, OK, try to bring it back. But the judge has to clarify what Trump's supposed to do to bring St. Kilmer back from El Salvador. So, you know, in other words, they got that one out there, too. They'll just roll into this next. You will see them tried. You will see them tried while they're trying to deport people and maybe sent to prison. OK, so what do we do? Well, in the Senate, the parliamentarian can decide if you can attach something to rein in these judges. What has to happen is it's got to be relevant to the reconciliation bill. It is. The reconciliation bill funds, puts funds in for immigration enforcement, right? So this is absolutely relevant, you know, ruling, making these changes with the district courts. Okay. But who will ultimately decide whether it can be added? The parliamentarian of the Senate. Well, Mike Howell points out there is a problem there that Republicans are deliberately creating. Take a listen.
Guess who gets to decide what reconciliation, quote unquote, applies to or is germane? It is the Senate parliamentarian who, guess what, is a Harry Reid appointed staffer, which the Senate could fire and hire another one. So that is the constitutional remedy at hand for the constitutional abuses of the left's takeover of the judiciary. This is going to be common practice. Boasberg will be a hero no matter what. Other radical rogue judges will follow suit. And it doesn't matter if they pass a big, beautiful reconciliation bill that's going to be stopped every other week by a radical judge. Congress needs to thoughtfully enact serious reform. And I have no doubt Speaker Johnson not only has the brain power, but the leadership skills to help get it done.
I don't know about that. But okay, so we are literally letting a Democrat appointee decide what we get to put in our bills. And we could fire her?
Not only a Democrat appointee, but a decades long ago decade. When's the last time you heard from Harry Reid? I mean, you know.
Are we dumb? Are we just dumb?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad this guy, Mike Howell, is on Fox News and they're letting him talk. Because the Republicans in the Senate, I'm guarantee you, are teeing up to go, well, you know, we'd love to protect Trump from these rogue judges, but the parliamentarian says we can't. Cool. Fire. Fire. What are you waiting for? Why is she even working? I don't know. Democrats wouldn't put up with this?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
So, look, we need to act. We need to stop playing games, and we need to act. Or we are going to watch Team Trump put in prison. Now, they can't put Trump in prison yet. They can when he leaves office because the Supreme Court gave him immunity. But they can put everyone else in office. So think about it. No Kristi Noem, no Tom Homan, no Steve Miller, none of the underlings who are doing this deportation. They're all in prison. We've got to get new ones confirmed. They spend their days not deporting Democrat illegal immigrant voters and gang members, but in court and then in prison. And folks, we never have a Republican presidency again because guess what? You go into office, you go to prison. That is what they're trying to establish here. And they're coming at it, like I said, from two angles. Letitia James, on the one hand, trying to get him from insider trading. For insider trading, anyone who made a stock trade, she's going to try to put him in prison because of the tariffs. They said, you know, would have had insider information about tariffs. Well, that'd be anybody making a stock trade during that period. It's like probably the whole Team Trump, right? And if that doesn't work, then Boasberg's going to put him in prison. And if that doesn't work, then you got the other judge that the Supreme Court just said, hey, you've got to consider her order. She's going to try to put him in prison. Or Congress can stop this right now. It's Twilight Zone time, y'all. Okay, meanwhile, I've had several of you ask me, okay, but can't, you know, Trump just pardon Team Trump so they can't be put in prison? Yeah, he could totally do it. But when you give someone a pardon, it is an admission that they committed a crime. When they receive it legally, it is looked at, if they accept it, as an admission that they committed a crime. That's what we said when Fauci got pardoned. He took the pardon. That's an admission of crime. And so think about it this way, okay? let's suppose Boasberg is allowed to take this to its natural conclusion, and he's got the prosecutor, he's prosecuting them, Trump pardons them, okay? The media gets the talking point they want. Criminal, 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 they're criminals. Trump, criminals. Okay, well, there's two more cases beyond this one just regarding the Tren de Aragua, St. Kilmar, who was sent to El Salvador, because remember, the Supreme Court upheld it. Okay, yeah, Trump should try to get St. Kilmar back from El Salvador, and then they sent it back to the liberal judicial dictator. There's two of those cases. One of them is a Trump judge hoping that person's not going to appoint a special prosecutor, hoping. And then another one is a liberal judge, right? So that judge could go the same route. Appoint a prosecutor, start again. So, I mean, literally Trump would be running behind his team, pardoning them again and again and again. And there is the talking point that the liberal media and the Democrat Party want. He's a dictator. He's out of control. Then what happens? The left doubles down across these blue districts. They'll get him before a jury in one on insider trading because their 401k automatically, you know, I don't know, did a buy during times of tariffs. And then another judge will tell him, hey, you can't do this very basic thing that they can do. And if they don't remain frozen, guess what? Same process again and again and again. So this is the Democrats revealing the process they intend to use. Totally unconstitutional rulings by judges who do not have the ability to do this. Eventually, Trump gets it overturned as he goes up the line. But if he does not comply along the way, guess what? Criminal charges duplicated again and again and again, unless Congress acts. Again, Democrats aren't even hiding that they're doing this. Here's Democrat Representative Laura Friedman describing it.
Every single week, we have a litigation working group where a large group of us, and I'm talking there's maybe 75 members of the House, sit down every single week with the AGs to talk about legal strategy. This is all going on every single week behind the scenes. It is nonstop, nonstop.
Bottom line, there won't be another Republican presidency, not really, if we don't stop this, because we will simply be enjoined and sent to prison every single time. What allows this? Weaponized liberal juries. This is why we didn't have this 20, 25, 30 years ago. We did not have weaponized juries. If you have a fair jury, you can't pull this off. They don't. They have so brainwashed their people and pushed them over the edge that all they see is a chance to stop Hitler. Nothing else matters. And they're using that as a weapon in blue areas, with the knowledge and understanding that anyone around Trump can and will be dragged into a blue area for trial. And it doesn't matter what the facts are. The outcome is assured. We saw that with the 34-count felony conviction of Donald Trump in the blue dictatorship of New York. Folks, this is a problem, and only Congress can solve it. Because otherwise, this Team Trump is going to end up exactly like Team Trump from 2016. The key eight players, including Trump himself, every one now a convicted criminal. That is one hell of a success rate. Again, Flynn, Bannon, Navarro, Stone, Manafort, Trump's fundraiser. And folks, ultimately, it's bigger than Trump. We're seeing the same lawfare pattern carried out across Europe, too. We just saw a Spanish political activist sentenced to a year in prison. The head of the AfD party in Germany, now the most popular party in polling, a convicted criminal. We just saw it with Marine Le Pen in France, fake convicted. I dealt with that last week on the Battleground America podcast, and barred from a judge, you know, barred by a judge from running. Again, she is super popular. We saw it in Romania. The guy actually won, but he wasn't one of them. And so the entire election was nullified on suspicion of Russian interference. It's country after country after country, and it's got to stop now.
Battleground America with Tara
are servacious. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.